Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome me back into your ear. This is another edition of the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen here to overview what's going on in a number of different ways, another approach to the information, which is so important these days. The key to info is info. Seems kind of strange. Maybe that's redundant, but it really is. Knowing what's going on, and so there are so many things going on in the world of agriculture. I will spend the first portion of the program, as we usually do, talking about some of the news that affects you as a farmer, small American farmers. This is a program that is dedicated to try in every way possible, I guess that would be the best way for me to phrase it, to get more input into solidifying your status as a small family farmer that needs to survive. There are so many stats that out, just send me nuts. Send me out of. I don't want to have people continuing to beat on the farmer and say, well, if you're not big, you got to go away. And that's just so un-American. All right. So anyway, let's get to one of the facts about this week. National 4-H Week, signifying the beginning of the new 4-H year. Isn't this a great time to explore this I've been involved in 4-H. I like it because it's a solid developmental organization. So if you don't have a program in your neck of the woods, there are a program, I see a number of different functions taking place here in the Northeast, and New Hampshire, Vermont, pretty much all the states have something going on. One of the things that I remember asking one of the youngsters who was in 4-H if this person knew what the 4-H's stood for. I would ask that of you. Do you know what the 4-H's stand for? Head, heart, hands, and health. So, this is, and there's a pledge that goes with it. I remember this from, again, the days when I was a member of 4-H. I pledge my head to clearer thinking, my heart to greater loyalty, my hands to larger service, and my health to better living for my club, my community, my country, and my world. So if you have a 4-H program, a local 4-H program, please help. And if you don't, go online to 4-H.org, O-R-G, and enroll in a program near you, or maybe start one. But it is National 4-H Week. Now, I'm going to go back a week to last week and what happened in Congress, because that is certainly something that farmers are talking about. Not only the business of the debt and Congress and what they did to keep the government from shutting down, but at the same time, there is this farm bill, and the question has come up, why didn't Congress meet the deadline? They passed the last one in 2018. It's a refresher year, and so there are a lot of, this is going to supposedly last till 2028. There are a lot of draft versions of the bill. There's a lot of debating going on in committee and in chambers. The bills are combined. They have to be passed by both the House and the Senate, like all other bills do, before they're sent to the president to be signed. There are a lot of key issues that are holding up the process, if you will, and one of them has to do, well, there are four or five things, actually, that are in the bill, but the biggest problem I see is the SNAP thing. That has become a part of the farm bill and ought not to be. It has nothing to do with you as a farmer. It has nothing to do with me as a farmer. It has nothing to do with farming, other than perhaps the food that the people are eligible to buy using the SNAP program. But as usual, all these things get politicized, and that's part of the reason the bill was held up, is because there is an agreement. There are some of the members of Congress that want to take the SNAP out of the Farm Bill, which I think is appropriate. So let's kind of see what goes on as you look around. It's rare that the Farm Bill is finished on time. There are a lot of people looking at the couple of ag professors in various schools that are talking about how long it's going to take. There was an extension in 2018, and they remind us of that. But when you look at the ag committees in the Senate and the House, there is a real jam up over farm group demands for higher prices, subsidy payments, expansion of tax subsidized crop insurance. There is no new funding allotted at all for the Farm Bill. They want to keep it level funding. Well, how can you do that when you are all wrapped up in the discussion of the SNAP eligibility rules and that kind of stuff? I think there ought to be none of this discussion, frankly, but if you're going to keep it in, there's so much fraud and abuse in the food stamp program that a lot of Congress people want to cut the spending. There's $20 billion earmarked also in there for climate work and health and tax changes and that sort of stuff. I think the climate thing ought to be something that's on its own and not part of the Farm Bill as well. So there are a lot of things. Many of the members of Congress and in the Senate say now's the time to change this law because there's so much in it that is automatic renewal. There are a lot of things that require and need good increases. They probably won't get them unless there's some modification to the way the whole thing is written. In other words, what many of the Democrats and Republicans are saying, Democrats don't want to change the SNAP program. Okay, don't change it. Just get it out of the Farm Bill. Put it someplace else so it stands by itself and gets the scrutiny that it deserves, because it does need scrutiny because there's so much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in it. And as far as climate funding is concerned, that ought to be a separate. This the Farm Bill should be about farming. And people say, well, climate is a big impact, has a big impact on farming. Yeah, it does, but the way it's being discussed and the way it's footballed around and the way that it's politicized, it doesn't belong in this conversation, at least as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, more farm news coming up in a matter of moments. Right now, a reminder about how, as the season winds down for everybody except dairy people, you can go away maybe at Thanksgiving. You'd like to have a couple of nights in Las Vegas. How'd you like to go to Vegas free? Kind of cool, right? Good idea. Well, operators are standing by right now as I speak to you. If you dial 800-419-3684, you'll get somebody to talk to about this whole thing and how it works. How can you get two free nights in Las Vegas? Simple. Call 800-419-DOUG. And as there are 10 operators, first 10 callers, get the attention. Winning two nights in Las Vegas, kind of a cool thing. Check it all out at 800-419-3684. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, back on the American Family Farmer with our overview. I don't tend to forget, and I'm a radio guy, so I shouldn't, that I should reintroduce myself. Or even as the program starts, sometimes I get right into the things and don't tell you. It's Doug Steffen, American Family Farmer and broadcaster here. And so one of the things that came out this week, because there's another bill, the Country of Origin Labeling Enforcement Act of 2023, that is being promoted by a couple of, let's see here, the champions are from Wyoming, Colorado, and New Mexico. I would think that everybody in every state, whether you're a farmer or not, if you're purchasing food, then you ought to know where it comes from. This is a fundamental right, and how it's gotten so screwed up over the years, the studies that I'm looking at overwhelmingly show that all people want to know where the food comes from and what's in it. But the big meat packers, they keep making excuses as to why they can't provide their customers. Well, they can't give them the information because what they say and what's true are two different things. I'm not talking about the people who raise the beef. I'm talking about the people who process it. The middle. It's not like the dairy people who are milking the cows. They're not the culprit here. It's the processors who screw the farmers over and screw you, the public, over. And that's why we need this product of USA label to be affixed to anything that comes, that's made here. And likewise, to have, you can tell, I suppose, maybe if there's a lack of a label, if all the things that are produced in America are a product of USA, then we're all set. If you don't have that country of origin labeling or made in the USA, product of USA, then you know it's from someplace else. But I think it needs to go further, and so do a lot of people in the farming business, so that you get a fair shake, you know exactly where the stuff comes from. And why wouldn't that be something that would be an inherent American right? Well, you can thank the four big ag outfits, the four big outfits that are trying to control. Well, they are not trying. They're controlling the grocery business as well. They don't want you to know because it's not good for their business. And this really hurts farmers who are in the beef business, in the poultry business, in the pork business, whatever it is. You're being hurt. So you and the organizations that represent you, whether it be the National Farmers Union or the American Federation, the Farm Bureau Federation, they need to be more, I think it needs to, you need to strengthen your support for this bill to bring some fairness back to the cattle markets in America, the pork markets, the poultry markets. This is a very serious and important thing for us to deal with. So that's, you know, I've said this many, many times. You need to know who your congressperson is. You need to know who you're saying. You need to be able to call and talk to somebody, either on the staff or communicate with them directly. So do yourself a favor and do that. You can do it through the two organizations, the National Farmers Union or the American Farm Bureau Federation. Coming up in a moment, we're going to introduce you to Callie Klein, who is in the 4-H business. All right, so we're going to talk 4-H after this.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, here with a lady who's very familiar with National 4-H Week, which happens to be this week. You were hearing me talk about all the value, the virtue of 4-H programs. Well, here's somebody who's lived it. Callie Klein is a 4-H marketing and communication specialist at Texas A&M in Bryant Station. And I was thinking out loud about Stephenville. So just as an aside, before we talk about 4-H, what's the difference in the ag programs that you can get at Bryant Station versus the one in Stephenville?
Yeah, so Texas A&M University, the main campus, is here in Bryant College Station. And then Tarleton University is in Stephenville. So there's, you know, a difference in size for sure of the two different schools. And then just a bit of difference in education, but nonetheless a good quality education for those students interested in agriculture at both.
Well, I have a very, very dear friend who was the president of Tarleton for about 10 years, 10, 11 years, and I was down there several different times. He knows because he knows my farming background and my interests, so he brought me down there a couple of times just to see, and I was impressed more. I'm from Massachusetts, and they certainly have an ag department. Most of the land grant states have good ag schools and good ag departments. But I think the story from Texas, because there's such a difference. I mean, I go down to Stephenville and then over to Bryant Station. It, pardon me for saying this, it doesn't feel like Texas. Right? It feels the rolling hills and feels more like the upper Midwest in many ways. But anyway,
yeah,
so you're a farm kid. What did you grow up doing? What did your family's farm specialized in? What?
So I grew up in 4-H and FFA, and we raised cattle, mostly Cimarron Simmental cattle, steers, pigs, sheep. So a little bit of the animal side and kind of everything, all the species. I also did, you know, public speaking events and leadership activities and things like that. So definitely got most of my experience growing up in those two programs.
So what did it teach you about life? That is, not necessarily just specifically 4-H and FFA, but living on the farm, Your folks, I'm guessing, are you second generation, third generation? How long has the farm been in your family?
Right. I am third generation. And goodness, what did it not teach me? it taught me so much about, you know, respect of the animals and land that we were given. It taught me so much about time management and hard work. I definitely don't shy away from hard work now because uh-huh. from the age I could walk, I was out there with them doing what I could with the animals. So, you know, respect, hard work, communication, and then just the value of being around my family is something that I definitely hold dear. And I really contribute to, you know, the time we spent around the animals and around the farm and in that program.
Well, I think one of the things that is important here to understand is what it, the whole business for some who don't understand this sort of farming, the fact that animals are raised, they're living, breathing creatures, and they're raised for a purpose that, at the end of the day, it's sustenance for humans. But you know, a lot of people today don't like the fact that you raise something and then you kill it. And so that's part of what I was asking you, if it teaches you about life or respect for life, or does it, you know, sometimes with some folks I know who are cattle dealers, they're just commodities. For me, I'm not in that department. I'm in the dairy business, and I've never slaughtered a cow in my life. And I'm, you know, it's a whole different thing. It's a philosophy. But well, we can talk about that. I want to dig into 4-H and the difference between that and FFA as we continue here on this week's American Family Farm. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller from Calitrin with the latest word on how you can be successful in your weight loss quest.
And, you know, as part of my job, I get to deal with all of the testimonials, so I get to see every testimonial that comes in. Really, the one thing I just want to stress is you don't even know how good you can feel. You really don't. It's like that old saying, you know, you didn't know you couldn't see till you put the glasses on. You're like, wow, this is how I'm supposed to be able to see. You just don't even know how good you can feel. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You like not just looks, you know, but just in health. All of your numbers start looking better across the board too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
All right. So the way of getting this, go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is, toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Thank you.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the country is at war with Hamas and the enemy will pay a price it has never known before. An attack by the militant group left at least 40 people dead and hundreds more injured.
Israel has declared a state of alert for war in southern Israel, where rockets were fired from the Gaza Strip this morning. Palestinian militants have also crossed into Israel, and Israel media have reported gun battles between Palestinian fighters and security forces. Hamas claims has captured Israeli soldiers near the Gaza border.
Dave Collins are reporting the White House National Security Council says the United States unequivocally condemns the unprovoked attacks by Hamas terrorists against Israeli citizens. Kevin McCarthy says he will not resign from Congress after some news outlets speculated that the California Republican was planning to step down following his removal as House Speaker. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Second half of the program this week, Doug Steffen here, 34 after the hour on the American Family Farmer, a weekly program, a service of this radio station and of me and my interest in this whole business. You won't hear advertising for all the big farm commodities, John Deere and the tractor outfits and Monsanto. You just won't hear that here on this program because I'm not a follower of that fashion. I am here, though. Some people believe, and they are welcome to whatever their thoughts are. We're all independent. We're all thinkers. We all want to do what we think is best for ourselves. So I don't criticize people who use some of those products. I just think that there is a better way of doing it. Now, that may be something that's taught or discussed as youngsters are growing up in 4-H and FFA. Callie Klein is here with us from the Texas 4-H, Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, marketing and communication specialist, very good at communicating, can tell that. Maybe that's a good place for us to go. The difference, Callie, between the FFA, Future Farmers of America, and the 4-H folks. I don't know if you heard me earlier talk about the meaning. I remember learning this when I was in 4-H. Head, heart, hands, and health, and how they apply. So is there such a thing for the FFA, or is it just like the 4-H has got it?
I'm so glad you asked. We love both programs here. We are big supporters of FFA, and we hope that our FFA friends are big supporters of 4-H. There are benefits for everyone in both programs, we believe. The difference, I would say, so you can start 4-H here in Texas when you're in third grade and 8 years old and continue up to 12th grade and 18 years old. In FFA, typically that is just your high school grades. There are some junior FFA programs throughout the state here in Texas, but typically you're going to see those in high school. So You can get started in 4-H, you know, at a young age and then continue on and then join FFA later on. There are some events and projects, competitions that overlap, such as public speaking, of course, showing animals, things along those lines, but we do have a very wide range of opportunities in the Texas 4-H program that people might not know about. So we have, of course, the showing livestock, you know, farming, horticulture, but we also range all the way to STEM, photography, fashion and interior design, theater and performing arts, again, public speaking, natural resources, fishing. So we have 43 unique projects that kiddos can get involved and here in Texas. Another thing that overlaps between the two organizations is the community service aspect. Both believe in giving back to their communities. So there are some similarities and some differences. The biggest difference would be age and then the amount of projects that you can be involved in 4-H versus FFA.
I was the director of the local chapter of the 4-H here, and I moved away from it because the part of the world I'm in, frankly, hasn't respected agriculture as much. I'm holding on, I don't want to say for dear life here to my farm, but I don't know what's going to happen. I've made arrangements to make sure that it stays a farm after I'm gone so that my children can have that, legacy, if you will. But there, you know, there's a whole, misunderstanding here, and some of the things that 4-H is doing, taking it away, in fact, from what I thought were its agricultural roots. So I didn't stay on the board. I was there for 4 years because it seemed to be leaning more to some of the things that that are about the business at home and not farming. I get cooking and things that are necessary, but I think that a good 4-H program has to have all of that but stay true to the roots of agriculture. So that's just me. Are you having right. that? Do you think 4-H is having that problem around the country?
So I think it's not that we are trying to get away from our roots. I think it's that we are trying to involve more kiddos across the nation. You know, as we look forward, we want to continue growing our program. If our program isn't growing, you know, what is it doing? So we are just looking to expand ways in which we can reach all youth. We believe that all youth can find a spark in 4-H. They just have to be introduced to it first. And so I think that's really what 4-H is trying to do across the nation, is not get away from the roots of agriculture. Certainly that will always be where 4-H started and a very, very big important part of 4-H. But we are trying to expand to some of those other projects outside of, you know, cooking and raising animals to reach maybe more urban youth, or just youth who don't necessarily have the means or the interest in that area.
Well, bringing in urban youth, it would seem to me, is a great idea. Courses in school as to where food comes from, food sources. That's general. There aren't enough good health ed programs, I don't think, in the public schools. I, frankly, am a big critic of the public school system as it exists today because it's not really serving anybody. It's kind of like Congress. It's serving itself, but it isn't serving the customers, if you will, the people who vote or the people who are paying the tab for local school education. So in trying to get this out, it might not work so well in my area because it's more of a suburban area, but it certainly would stand to reason that you'd want to have these groups in places. I was talking earlier about the New Hampshire 4-H and what they're doing in extension. The University of New Hampshire Cooperative Extension Service has all the counties in New Hampshire working on what they call youth development programs, which speaks to what you just said about some of the urban folks who could utilize the not only the information about where food, you know, basic food stuff, but what does it do to your character? Because people who grew up on the farm, I say this prejudicially, listening to you and maybe thinking about it myself, I'm a different and better person because I've been around cows all my life. And most people don't understand that around here. When I grew up, I was made, you know, sort of teased because I was on the farm much of the time. And I think that happens because it's ignorant. It's just ignorance. People don't know. Am I right?
Right, yeah. And I think there's something to be said about, you know, the kids who have absolutely no exposure to agriculture outside of 4-H and maybe joined as part of the robotics program, but they're going to get some exposure just from having friends who are in the agriculture side of it. So, you know, we are working to get in schools here. We do have some in-school 4-H programs. We do ag literacy programs across schools. So definitely to what you're speaking to there on educating more kiddos about where their food comes from. I think that's something that 4-H is working to do across the nation, and it is an important part of it. And then, you know, as far as the character that they build, I think that definitely you're going to get those skills growing up around agriculture and on a farm around cows. But I think that there's also the opportunity to get that in a 4-H program where you're expected to speak and network and give back to your community and work hard for something you believe in and put in the time and effort to really grow in what you're passionate about and, you know, seek scholarship at the end and use it to propel your life forward. So I think a lot of those, you know, fundamentals that you learn on a farm, you can also gain through other programs here in 4-H.
All right. Callie Klein is here with us from Texas A&M. We're talking about 4-H. We're celebrating National 4-H Week. What's that all about? Why do we need 4-H? What does it bring to us generally? And some of the things that are going on this week. We continue in a matter of moments here on America's connection to small family farmers, the American Family Farmer Program, brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight, the simple way, the non-toxic way. Keep the weight off. That's what they tell you, and they deliver on this. Otherwise, they wouldn't have an 86% success rate. They wouldn't have been in business for almost 27 years. This is not a flim-flam deal. Go to toploss.com and see the ingredients. How is this made here in the USA? The FDA checks out their facilities every month. This is something that works in families that need to lose weight naturally and together. So if you're on medications, don't worry about it. This is a food-based product, so it doesn't have any, there's nothing here that's going to do you anything but good. And when you go to toploss.com, use the code Doug, D-O-U-G, when you check out. You get fast and free shipping. There are never any hidden fees. There are no recurring plans. You buy what you need and want, and then you go back and get more later on. Nobody's going to send you something every month. Clinical studies prove over and over and over again that Calitrin works. So why not check it out? You can connect with a counselor. You can ask for one, get a little more help on your routine. Get it all at toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller, those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitrin, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, you get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, Toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Back on the American Family Farmer with Callie Klein. We are discussing 4-H clubs. We're talking about what's going on. Her connection is in Texas. Her website, we want to check her out. And more importantly, the Texas 4-H is Texas, T-E-X-A-S, the number 4-H, .TAMU.EDU. I know that sounds like a lot. Texas, the number 4-H, .TAMU.EDU. To see what's going on there and to find out. I think most every state in the country has a 4-H program, do they not?
I believe almost every state does.
Yeah, the youth, there's a, well, the colleges sometimes are helpful in this arena. So the whole business about 4-H and finding a local 4-H program, how do you enroll? These are simple things that I'm guessing are explained on that website. Whether you want to touch on them here or not is up to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So while I can't speak to every state, that, you know, you'd have to look up your local 4-H to figure out exactly how to do it in your state if you're not in Texas. But here in Texas, if you go to that website, you'll see a button called 4-H Online, and that is where you enroll. However, the first step to really getting plugged in your area is figuring out your county extension office and your county agent's information and getting in contact with them so that you can plug into a club, find your interests, find out what's going on near you. And that would be the same across the state. So that part of it is figuring out what's going on near you, contacting your local agent, in your county, and then figuring out, you know, what you want to be involved in and get plugged in there. But as far as the actual enrollment here in Texas, it's an online process, and that information is on that website.
The programs are varied. It's a 100-year-old organization, and it's not just in America. I think it's around the world, isn't it? Aren't there 4-H clubs all around the world?
Yes, there are some clubs outside of the U.S.
Yeah. It's just kind of a neat thing. I love the symbol of the clover, frankly. When anything else when we get started, that's what I was. I looked at it and said, oh, this is green. I like this. Let's do this. Anyway, Callie and her address for a direct connection, Texas, the number 4-H-T-A. I'm sorry, not dash. Texas-4. Start again, Doug. Texas4-H.TAMU.edu. A pleasure talking to you. You're a good salesperson and spokesperson for 4-H. Keep it up, Callie. Nice to be able to give back as you were suggesting. So we celebrate 4-H week this week on the American Family Farm.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Three past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my 4 or 5 minutes of self-reflection. There are things that are going on the farm. I've talked this week about 4-H because of National 4-H Week. I've talked about the Farm Bill, how important that is factually. There are other things going on. Part of the 4-H Bill, but it's kind of hidden way down deep. And this is the kind of thing that we should be talking about and know more about. And frankly, for me, it's more important than the SNAP program. SNAP program, as I've said 100 times, ought to be on its own so that there can be more focus on the needs of the American farmer, the American family farmer. And some of the articulate information about mental health needs and programs for those in agriculture have been articulated by Laura Siegel, who is the health communications officer at AgriSafe Network. We all know how stressful farming is. I don't think most people in our country or collectively around the world and most of the so-called advanced countries know a whole lot about farming because it's taken away. Our awareness has been taken away because of the way farming has quote-unquote progressed. The big, huge agribusinesses and I go back around. I was talking about this the other day on my weekday program, The Good Day Show, which you can hear on many of these same stations, Monday through Friday. The business about the stress of farming, the disrespect for farmers and farming in general, the ignorance, if you will, that's kind of what it's all about. the unbelievable foolishness that the government allows to happen as Big Ag takes over, is more influential, the four or five big companies that are trying to control all the markets, and when the weather is in play here, that's another stress. What happens when you die to your land? That's another stress. So farming is, even though I find it, it's a love of my life, and most people in farming, it is the love of their life when it comes to what they do for a living. But most of the people that I know who are in farming know somebody. I know two or three people in one family who committed suicide in the town next to me. The depression that goes with the reality of trying to stay on the farm. Just this last month alone, 135 people have committed suicide on the farm. There's no other occupation, there's no other industry other than the military that has this kind of a high rate of suicide. And because people get depressed, I'm going through this, I'm not trying to depress you. What I'm trying to do is open up your mind, your ears, if you will, to what's going on. And I don't, you know, it's gotten to the point where it's so frustrating to have the level of ignorance out there about food and farming. Then there are, you know, the other, farming's very dangerous. The equipment, I was thinking about this the other day, I was on my corn chopper. I've been on, you know, every kind of equipment, mowers, and they're dangerous, and everything is dangerous. Everything on the farm is dangerous. And sometimes the risk of injury increases with you being depressed. That's why you have to do something about it. If you're on the farm and you're depressed, you get careless, and it influences your perceptions. And then you may have health problems, other health problems. So, you know, our culture and farm life teaches you, or has taught us, to be tough, right? Buck up. And don't share your feelings, and don't share your emotions. Well, that's nonsense. You need to share these sorts of things, sometimes in group form, sometimes in personal, sometimes sharing with your spouse or people in the family or friends what's going on with you. But no matter what, the perception of depression brings a lot of cultural stress for both men and women who are farming. I think it's tougher, the stats show it's tougher on men than it is on women. The farmers, the male farmer's sense of self is often tied to the farm, as well as holding the family traditions up, and it's a sign of masculinity. I think that's why people get themselves in a quandary. And so there are lots of suicide prevention lines. I know you can go to the American Farm Bureau Federation and the National Farmers Union for help. This is Suicide Prevention Awareness Month, so we ought to keep that in mind and try to help those if, hopefully, thankfully, you're not having the problem, but maybe others around you are, so help them out. Doug Steffen with thoughts here on the American Family Farmer.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Extend your life.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.